Hey, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Let There Be Talk, The Bitchin' Files. It is Thursday, July 7th, and great day today. Got some incredible news yesterday. I'm going to be going out and opening up for Alice in Chains. How fucking crazy is that? So I wanted to put a little intro on today's bitchin' just so you guys are heads up on this, because it starts Monday. Can't even believe it. Had to get my shit together. Just got home, and now I'm back out. So Salt Lake City, Monday, July 11th. Back to Denver, July 12th, Paramount Theater. Tap Theater, July 18th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Then I'll be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Sands Bethlehem Event Center, the 20th. Turning Stone Casino, Verona, New York, the 22nd. Atlantic City at the Taj Mahal, the 23rd. And if you had tickets to see me in Toronto, that will be rescheduled. Sorry about that, but I got to go out with the mighty Alice in Chains. Love, hate, love. Man, that's going to be fucking crazy. Doing comedy. Doing comedy before a fucking killer band. One of my favorite records of all time is Dirt. Also, the Three-Legged Dog album blows my mind. Everything those guys did. The first album, of course, Crusher. I love Sap. I love the Jar of Flies. I love the acoustic MTV show. I love Mad Season, of course. I've talked about it many times on here. And I am fucking fired up, man. I'm sure it's going to be very, very strange to open for a band in a big theater. People are going to be walking around with their beers like, what the fuck is this, man? Play some music. Or maybe they fucking go, hell yeah, let's have some laughs. In the 70s, comics used to open for bands like crazy all the time, man. And then Bobcat opened for Nirvana. I talked to Bobcat about that once. And I think he talked about it on some podcast in depth. Can't remember where, or maybe I read about it or something. But over the years, comics do it. Big J. Oakerson talked about going out on some tours. Same with my man Jim Florentine, opened for Slayer, which has got to be the fucking hardest gig of all time. So when I got the call, I was like, fuck yeah, I want to do that. That's another chapter. It'll be stories later on. I could tell either great or bad, but no matter what, it's going to be fucking fun. And hopefully I get Cantrell and Sean and William, their new vocalist for the last, I don't know, 8 years or something. And their bass player, the man, Mikey Nez. Man, so what would be really cool is if I could get each guy on their own and just talk about, fuck man, they've been in this band most of their life. I mean, Sean and Cantrell have, and then, you know, Mike took the place of Mike Starr. And that was a million years ago. I don't even know what year that is. I can look it up. I thought, oh, here it is, 93. So, I mean, you know, and then what year did William join? Let me look that up real quick just to fucking show you how fast fucking time flies. He joined the band in 2006, and I remember seeing him at Sturgis. They played Sturgis. It was incredible. I rode to Sturgis, and it was Joe Walsh had got James Gang back together. Original lineup. And then Alice in Chains. It was two bands I thought I would never see, again. I've seen Alice in Chains many a times, but insane. James Gang and Alice in Chains out at Sturgis and fucking motorcycles. Doesn't get any better than that. So there you go. There's a little news. I want to get into the episode right now. It was recorded 2 days ago live with my good friend Ian Edwards, one of my favorite people of all time, and one of the greatest comedians that helped me my entire career when I first started. just straight up told me my material sucked, start over, and I did it. And I thank him for that over and over. His honesty, it was great. It got me on the right track. He's one of the funniest guys in America, man. If you have not seen him, get with it. Ian Edwards. He was with me early, like four years ago, early on podcasting. He would co-host with me on my first show, Poolside with Dean Del Rey. And we had some great, great times together over the last 6.5 years. Just an amazing friend. And God, I love him. Anyway, he stopped by and I decided to do a full episode on bands I'm loving in 2016 so far. I label this show, "There's No Good Music Anymore." I hate when people fucking say that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong. There's more music right now than I can almost even take in. It's insane the amount of good music right now. And on this episode, I go through a little bit of the bands that I'm loving. And I didn't even get through all of them because I was the time just flew by. Anyway, if you're hitting more, any of these Alice in Chains shows, I hope to meet you. I'll be floating around the theaters. And thank you, Alice in Chains, for having me on board. Next time you hear from me, we'll see how that goes, actually. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. Bitchin' with Ian Edwards. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Let There Be Talk. Today, this is the Bitchin' Files, and it's going to be a new music day. And I got a co-host, my good friend Ian Edwards. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on, Dean?
Yeah, man. It's like the old days, right? Four years ago, you and I.
It was only 4 years ago?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? 4 years ago.
Shit.
Poolside with Dean Del Rey. You and I would go out there and interview rock stars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's classic.
Met some good people, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Jones from the Pistols.
Yeah.
And
your buddy from the Wallflowers.
Yeah, Jacob Dylan.
And Robinson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was great, man. Yeah. That was some fun shit, right?
Yeah, it's good shit. Met some legends.
It's so weird to think how long ago that was.
4 years doesn't sound that long.
No, but I mean, it feels a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like when you look back, you just go like, God, I listened to those shows. I released them on here, you know,
oh, yeah,
over the years. And it's just like, wow, man, it's like so long ago.
It's hilarious.
200, well, I'm at 267 episodes. Mm-hmm. So that was like 240 or something ago.
Yeah, it's hilarious. How many you do a week?
I do two a week.
Two a week. Oh, you're greedy, doubling up.
Well, the thing is, I do one Monday with like a one-on-one with a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was getting a lot of email questions about like music or motorcycles or comedy or whatever.
Right.
So I said, fuck it, I'll just have like a call-in show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll answer emails on here. Yeah, live. Okay. Yeah, questions. People call in.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I saw you yesterday, 4th of July.
Oh, yeah, I saw you at Dane's. And
yep.
then I went home. I left maybe less than an hour after you. And then went home and took a nap. And then I went to Morgan Murphy's. It was fun over there, too.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
It was a good day. Solid July 4th. My Armenian neighbors didn't let me miss the fireworks. They set everything off, car alarms. It's like a war zone of fireworks.
Yeah.
It's like everybody was competing with each other. There's like, oh, you think you could blow up the sky? I'll show you how to blow up the sky.
There's always that one guy at the end who's like, fuck all your fireworks. He comes out with like a semi-automatic machine gun.
Well, luckily, I don't know. Maybe there's shell casings out there. I don't know, but it was active last night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. I left the barbecue and then I went home and had to put my podcast up, and that took like 3 hours.
Why?
Well, I was editing it, then I had to put the intro on.
What are you editing?
Well, I had to listen to the episode again. I'd recorded it like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something. Right. I just want to know what I'm talking about when I'm doing the intro.
Okay.
And then listen to it too to make sure it came out.
Right.
You know, I just throw it in the computer and move on.
That's what I do.
Yeah. You got a great podcast, Soccer Comics, right?
Yeah, Soccer Comic Rant. It's also on allthingscomedy.com, and it's a fun just go on there and talk about, you know, whatever's going on in soccer, especially games. The Euros are going on right now. The Copa America just finished.
There was a big flood at a game yesterday.
So what?
There was a big flood yesterday at a game.
I know it was raining, but they're used to rain in Europe.
They closed it down. It flooded the arena. I don't know. I was looking on Yahoo, and the goals were floating around.
Yeah, that might have. I don't think that had anything to do with the Euros, because there's only one game yesterday. Yesterday was what, Monday?
Yeah.
There wasn't any game yesterday. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was today or something this morning.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's on the front page. I was like, oh, like a mass flood.
Yeah, I'm confused with the days, because whenever there's a holiday on a Monday, I get thrown off. Like, today feels like it's Monday, but I got to remember it's Tuesday and I got a meeting tomorrow on Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
So like, I don't miss that.
And we call in for our avails on Monday. I always forget on a holiday.
On a holiday,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, avails at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, exactly. What else going on? What you've been out on the road with Rogan. That's pretty badass.
Yeah, with Rogan, with myself, doing comedy festivals. Went to Australia to do the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
How'd you like Australia?
I could have liked it better, but it wasn't Australia. It was me. It's just the headspace I was in at the time. And that was just a busy 3-week period leading up to that. Like, I was all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you were like working in New York.
Right, working in New York. And then I had to go upstate and do some shows and then get on a flight from upstate New York back to real New York.
Yeah.
And then from real New York back to California, where I already live, stay in the airport 2 hours without being able to leave and fly to Sydney and then fly from Sydney to Melbourne. And by the time I caught something. So yeah. I was down for like a week. And I had to perform that night that I got there.
Oh, man, you're so upside down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're traveling all different time zones on that, from the New York time zone, which is a 3-hour change,
right,
to like a 15-hour change, or what is it over there? I forget what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's tomorrow already over there.
Yeah, right, right. It's like
this shit already happened over there.
Yeah, they already heard this episode.
We ain't done it yet. Yeah.
And was it winter over there? What was it?
It was like fall.
Fall.
So it wasn't cold, but it was getting there. Like the last week, the store fronts changed the dressings of their mannequins into like tweed and winter shit. And I was like, for real? They're not bullshitting. Australia is like not only time-wise, but season-wise upside down.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. That was because that was April, and it was about to be winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whenever we're in the Comedy Store all winter and you do a little crowd work, the entire crowd is from Australia because it's their summer. So they come over here for a little vacation, you know? And so it's always like, hey, where are you from? Oh, Australia. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, there's always a lot of Australians at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, they love comedy, which is great. Right. Now, was the comedy festival, was it well... Is crowded? The show's crowded and stuff?
Yeah, shows are crowded. But I was talking to one comedian, and they said it was bigger before. Like, there were bigger crowds. But I can't tell. That was my first time, so I was impressed.
Right.
You know?
Now, do they pay for all your stuff, your flight and everything to get there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it depends on the type of show. Like, some shows, people pay to put on their shows there. Right. But, like, the headliner showcase, what they call it, the headliner. So it's, like, 4 North American comics. So comics from Canada and America, and one was from Israel, but he lives in Brooklyn. So so he was on the showcase, on the headliner showcase. So yeah, like I didn't pay; they took care of everything.
Right, that's good. Now you're just doing your material, right? You're in Australia. You're just doing that.
Yeah, just doing that. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's tough to find like a bunch of jokes in a row. 20 minutes of material. You have to go through all your material to find 20 minutes that the audience will consistently get.
Yeah.
And they're kind of conservative over there, too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I didn't think that at all.
Yeah.
Wow. So the edgy stuff, they're kind of like, ooh.
Yeah. So I had to get them on board a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. They. It's funny because even when you travel in the States, mm-hmm. you know, I was just in Denver and I do a downtown joke. And I realized most downtowns are dirty.
Their downtown is nice.
Yeah, their downtown's nice.
Denver downtown is spectacular.
It is so great, right? Yeah. It is really good, man. I love Denver.
Yeah, I love Denver too.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just like great food.
Mm-hmm.
And then great, like all those lofts and good air. And
yeah, good air.
You can walk everywhere.
And the city has everything. It has like parks and forests, and you can see mountains, but you're in the city. And so you could ski, bike, sunbathe, all within like a close parameter.
Hunt. I probably wouldn't dig it in the when it's really snowing.
I would never fuck with Denver in the winter. Not like that. No. I'd go do shows, but I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't try to. That's the winter's the only thing that prevent me from wanting to live there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I always tell people, like, oh, this is great, and then you go a different time. Like I was there with Burr and November, and you're like, well, fuck, it's cold. You're running to the car.
I was there in November. It was cold too.
Yeah,
I think
right.
It was November, October, something. I was there with Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some good shows coming up?
Yeah. Let me just look at my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got to promote these shows. I'm terrible at promoting these shows, y'all.
Yeah.
So let's get on terrible together.
You got anything I can open up for?
No, you're not opening no more.
Yeah, I'll open for you. It'll be fun.
Doing your thing.
You know,
I'm on your show. How dare you?
Oh, man, that's great. What do you... I was going to ask you...
Let me run these shows. Okay. First of all, everybody go to ianedwardscomedian.com.
Yeah, your new website's great.
Yeah, thanks,
Steve,
man.
Built it.
Yeah, Steve. Steve Henry.
Steve Henry. He builds killer websites, funny dude, and he's traveling America right now.
He's traveling America. Thank God he built it before he went to travel America.
Steve Henry is his Instagram. Follow him.
Yeah, I'm at the Vodafone Comedy Festival in Dublin.
Oh, yeah, when's that?
Y'all impressed? That's July 28th to the 30th.
Wow.
I'm out there, yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be dope, yeah.
Dublin, Ireland, your first time going there?
I think I've been there before, but I can't remember because I get Dublin and Ireland regular, Northern Ireland.
Right.
Like Ireland and Northern Ireland mixed up.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I went to one of them.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one because it was over a decade ago.
That's going to be, wow. Yeah. That's going to be great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit, then what else you got?
Then I got the La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
August 26th and the 27th.
That's so great.
I got the Crossroads. That's in Honolulu.
Oh, you're going back there.
September 10th. Yeah, yeah. I'll be there for the 8th, the 9th for shows on different islands, but I'm just setting those up. And then I got one on the 10th.
Honolulu.
At Crossroads, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then I got the Toronto JFL 42.
Oh, Just for Laughs?
Just for Laughs, 42. That's September 27th to October 1st.
No, I love Toronto. I'm going there July 22nd, 23rd. It's so great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Toronto, too. I haven't been there in a minute. I always end up in Montreal.
Yeah, great city, man. Yeah. You're vegan. You don't eat barbecue.
No, but they got Jamaican food.
They do.
There's tons of Jamaicans there. It's going to be easy to access then in L.A.
So much good food there, dude. And also great shops. And it's like, you know, it's a mellow New York.
Right, right.
You know?
And their money's lower than ours. So maybe I can buy some shit.
Yeah, totally.
Get some shopping on.
All right. So you got Just for Laughs. What else?
Did I say Hawaii was on September 10th? All
yep.
right. So then in Vegas, Laugh Factory, October 3rd through the 9th.
Oh, that's a great one.
And I'll just give up to November. Laughing Skull, November 10th through the 13th.
Atlanta,
yeah.
Right. You got good dates.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking long flights there. Dublin.
Dublin's long.
Toronto.
But I like flying. I just watch movies. It's like being sick, but you're not sick, but you have the whole day to just watch shit on the flight.
Yeah.
You know, without the symptoms.
Got to have the fucking batteries there, right?
You can plug in.
Yeah.
I have this old phone that I saved.
Yep.
With a torrent on it that could like download episodes of shit.
Oh yeah?
And I'm going to pull that out and Wi-Fi all these shows on it and have that just watch shit on that.
Don't bring a computer.
I still bring a computer. Right. It's just a phone like this size.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you.
I'll just have it extra.
That's good, man. And
I don't know what's on TV in Dublin. I might need to watch something.
Yeah,
well, I have nothing.
I like to watch the local stuff so you can riff on it.
Yeah, I'll do some of that, but
yeah,
you know.
Now you think Don Myrera's going to that? He goes over like
he would He was in Australia right after I was, but I'd have to ask him.
Well, yeah,
I don't even know my schedule. I was just reading.
No, I was just wondering because I think he goes to Dublin that one that like Bronson and all those guys do.
Bronson who?
Jones. Yeah, they go over to like Scotland or whatever, Edinburgh for like a month.
Yeah, I've done Edinburgh before.
Yeah, how was that?
It was dope, and it continues to be like a strong festival. So it's dope, but that's another festival where I had got an offer to do it, but I have to pay to put myself up and for the venue and what else. So I have to hope to break even or make some money.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of...
Yeah, fuck that.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you did Bonnaroo. This is going to be a music episode. So, and you loved Bonnaroo and you loved Coachella.
Yeah, I still went to Coachella. It's funny, man. I had no intentions of going to Coachella this year.
Yeah.
And I ended up going just Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah.
Who'd you see? Who was that, Drake?
No.
Who was Sunday?
Sunday was... So I walked to the main stage and I saw, I think, a band called 1972.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Death from...
Or 73, something like that.
What is it?
The 1975.
I saw them, Major Lazer... what's her face? Sia and Calvin Harris. I've never done that. I went to Coachella one day, went to one stage and didn't move.
Yeah.
And just stayed there and then it was over.
Yeah.
And that car got so dirty in like 10 hours.
Oh yeah. My bike looks like hell when I come out of there. You know, that sand and dust and everything just covers the whole bike.
Right.
It looks like I shot an episode in Road Warrior.
Something like that.
Now, okay, so you enjoy the festival, so do I, and and you learn a lot. You
discover music.
You discover music, and I think that you really stop living. I always I do this bit where you know you're fucking old. Of course, when you say there's no good music anymore, that's pretty much you're done. You're done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not true.
It's not true.
Always great music.
Me and you went to a local street festival and stumbled on some really good... It was a Silver Lake...
Hipster festival.
And we heard bands like playing on the street, like on a stage that's like on a milk carton height.
Yep.
And they sounded organized and professional. And like, I would listen to that on the radio. There's like several bands like that.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of bands
out there, man.
And that band we saw, if we wrote their name down, they're probably big right now.
Maybe.
We don't even fucking realize. Yeah, yeah. But there's so much good music out. And people email me every day. They're like, hey, man, what are you listening to right now? And let's grab this call and then I'll get into what I'm listening to. Hey, what's going on? You're on the air. Who's calling?
Dean Del Rey and Ian Edwards. What's up, man?
How are you, man? Who is this?
This is Nate Channing. I was actually calling because I caught your podcast for Monday, and Ian, when you're on Fire and the Kid, that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that was good, dude.
Yeah. The Fighter and the Kid was crazy because I had to go to Mammoth.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to leave, but we got into such a good conversation. Like I never spoke to Brendan Shaw before, but he was really good. Brian Cowan's just a funny character. And we just went over an hour. We're supposed to be out of there. And I was like,
it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah, I forgot I had something to do. Yeah. It was a really good convo, man. It was dope.
It was. And you guys were just mentioning Coachella.
Yeah.
I saw At the Drive-In at the Warfield in San Francisco.
Recently?
What's that?
Did you see that recently?
Yeah, June 3rd and June 4th. I went both days to the Warfield. New music, man. Like what you guys were just saying. Absolutely.
That's so true.
If you say there's no good music, you're absolutely right.
Did you plan to just go one day and it was so good that you went the next day? Or you planned to see them both days?
Well, I found Let There Be Talk because Cedric was on your podcast.
Yeah, I had the singer on.
Like a year and a half ago.
One of my favorite episodes ever.
It was so good. Oh my God, it was so good.
You live in the Bay Area?
What's that?
Do you live in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I actually just relocated to Santa Rosa for college.
Wow, where are you going? The JC there?
Yes, absolutely.
Santa Rosa Avenue, brother, right there.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy out here now. I was in Oakland for like 6 months in the comedy scene in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's exploded. It's everywhere now.
Comedy is fire, man. It's the new rock and roll.
Yeah. What do you guys suggest out here?
What's that?
What do you suggest out here that you know locally for people to see?
For are you on the bus?
No. I'm walking. I live in the Mark West Springs area. I know you know where that is, but it's just like rush hour almost.
Right. What do I suggest for up there for comedy? I don't know any comedy up at Santa Rosa area, but I know that they do comedy at that Luther Burbank. It's Wells Fargo Center now.
That's actually now LBC again. The family bought it back.
Wow. That's a great venue, man. If anybody goes in there doing comedy, go right away.
George Lopez is coming. I'm going to check that out. That guy's always been funny.
Just go, and Ian and I will be in San Fran sometime, so come see us.
I will. Have
yeah, I
got to
get
hey,
back
boys,
up there.
Have a great summer, all right? All
right
you too, man. Candles lit.
Live and love, baby.
Candles lit.
Later, buddy. So, yeah, he's talking at the drive-in, and they're not a new band, but they broke up once they got humongous.
Oh, word.
Ross did their record. Remember Ross?
Yeah, and, Ross. Yep. I love Ross, man. Tell him I said what's up. What up, Ross?
Yeah, and he did their record, Relationship in Command, and it's one of the best fucking records. And it's funny because that guy mentioned that. The first band I'm going to play is Les Boucherettes, who opened the At the Drive-In tour, and I also had him on the podcast, and here's a great song. I'll just play a little taste of it here. This is a record, a Raw Youth.
Raw Youth.
Yeah. Killer record came out last year, and I think they just reissued it, so check it out.
Where are they out of?
This girl is from Mexico.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, and her story's incredible, man.
What's the story, in case people don't know it? It'll make people get more excited.
Well, she just kind of just like loved the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, uh-huh, and wanted to play music and didn't know how, and just started like her own band in an alley in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then some guy saw her, had her playing a club, and next thing you know, she's opening for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, like 30,000 people. And then now she's just blowing up, man. Which is incredible, you know?
What style of music would you say that is?
Well, it's all rock.
Music is hard to class right now.
Yeah.
Because it has a lot of music, has a lot of other types of music, genres of music in it. So it's like, where is that? Where does that fall?
It's
this is rocky, but...
It seems to me that the genre,
uh-huh,
never changes from the words of alternative rock,
right?
Rock. It's just rock.
Just rock.
To me, it's got a lot of energy, and it's got a lot of fire. It's got guitar. Whenever something has dirty guitar, to me, it's rock.
Okay.
You know, even if it's blues based, like Jack White or say the Black Keys or anything, that's still rock music.
Right.
You know,
it does have that dirty Black Keys guitar in it.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Now. I went to a show and saw The Kills, which, by the way, The Kills have a brand new record out, and Allison was on the podcast. But the opening band, The Kills, crushed. And Allison was like, you got to see the opening band. Don't miss it. And I went to see the opening band, and they fucking rocked me. They're called L.A. Witch. Three girls.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
oh,
three girls. And it sounds like kind of a Brian Jonestown massacre, like heroin vibe.
Uh-huh.
And L.A. Witch, here they are. And they're out on tour all over the place.
I like it already.
Yeah. And they're just great. Kind of 60s.
You sound like a garage band getting their shit together.
Yeah. Well, they're that's the sound.
Yeah.
Total garage rock.
That's like it's like the it sounds like a troubled teenager band. like if these are your kids and you're their parents, you're going to worry if they're going to commit suicide or not.
Go through their drawers. There's some drugs in it.
Yeah, they're doing drugs. Like these kids did drugs. These girls did drugs growing up.
I am a sucker for bands that sound like this.
Right, right.
When they come on.
You're nostalgic, right?
Yeah, I just like it because it's kind of like, it's not geared around any kind of, let's play hits or anything. It's straight up vibe.
Yeah, it feels like they're playing what they're feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's
that's how I feel right now. This is the sound I'm feeling.
It's like really inside. It's really fucking good.
Right.
Now, there's this band that I've been talking about over a couple years. They're out of Brooklyn, I believe, and I just love them, Parquet Courts. And they finally released a new record. And I love these guys. Their last record was kind of like The Strokes, which I absolutely love The Strokes. So I'm a sucker for bands that sound like it. But this band got a brand new record out right now, and they're kind of art rock, which I also am a sucker for. Anything that's kind of like Lou Reed, Talking Heads, that old art 70s, you know. Uh-huh. Of course, Strokes kind of brought that vibe back again in 2000s. Here it is right here. I love this song. Check it out. See what we got.
They sound like if Andy Warhol was alive and had a band.
Yeah, right?
They sound exactly like a can of soup.
Well, that's it. It's the Warhol fucking that whole era back then, you know? It's interesting because they're kind of nailing the sound. And, you know, it's drug rock again. I love some drug rock.
I love drug rock.
Yeah, yeah. drug rock is great.
You got any shroom rock?
Yeah,
yeah. Play some shroom rock.
Yeah, yeah. You took some shrooms recently?
Yeah, yeah.
And had a great time on them, right?
Yeah, man. The grass was talking to me.
Yeah.
I had little faces hovering above the grass. And then they were like, this is what we do at night while you're all asleep. We repair ourselves and party. It was hilarious. And then they were making faces.
Man.
And then
and what did it last? 7 hours?
Yeah, it was some real shrooms. It lasted like 7 hours. It's crazy.
So
great trip. Every time I thought I was in a great position and moved and then got upset because I was like, that position was perfect. How am I gonna duplicate that feeling from being in that position?
Yeah,
the other position turned into just as perfect a feeling position, and it went in through different roles. Like, there were lulls, there were peaks, but they were all just equally great.
That's so good. I drove on those and got pulled over before.
Yeah, I would never drive on
them. I know, right?
How do you drive on
them? Well, shrooms? I was like a kid. You don't care. You know what I mean? Anyway. But my buddy's like, you drive. I'm too peaking. And I'm like, well, no, I am too. You know? And he didn't tell me his registration tags were fucking expired. So we're driving and I get pulled over. And it's my buddy in the passenger seat and another guy in the back. Mm-hmm. And the cop comes in. Mushrooms, you can really kind of zero in and almost be like a ninja.
Because there was an incident when I was on it, I'll tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
So I said, be cool, I got this. You know, like total Cheech and Chong. Uh-huh. So he comes up and he's like, hey, you know, your tags are expired. And right when he says that, my buddy's just like, and he won't stop laughing. And I'm like, hey, shut up. Yeah, and he can't stop laughing. And the cop goes, if he doesn't stop laughing, I'm bringing all three in. And the other guy in the back starts laughing. And we went to jail, just starting to peak on mushrooms.
Oh, shit.
And he held us in there all night. We were just shrooming like fierce in jail. And it was rough, man, because you can feel people's vibes.
Right, right.
And so we're in there at like, you know, 11 at night.
Right.
And we're just kind of in there, the three of us. No one's in. We're in the tank, the holding tank. And then around 2, the party begins. One guy's puking in the corner. Oh, it sucked. And then they cut us loose at like 6 a.m. We're all fucking like, oh, it was a nightmare.
Oh, man. And what a waste of shrooms.
He was listening to our conversations, too, in jail, like in the holding room.
Right.
He was like, they have like recording in there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm telling the guys, like, don't say anything. Like, hey, I'm peeking on shrooms right now, you know? Crazy. Like, what was going on? You zeroed in on something?
So then it was getting cold. We were outside at first. So it was getting cold. So we decided to, like, we're in Mammoth. So we decided to walk back to the lodge. And then when we got there, it was like, we don't want to go inside. So let's walk back to where we came from. There were some deck chairs, and we're out there staring at the sky and staring at the grass like dope fiends. So when we was on our way back to where we just came from, towards the deck chairs, and then this truck started coming in our direction, and it kept on driving really slow.
Yeah.
And annoyingly slow, like just past us and go. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're acting weird.
Serial killer style.
Yeah, serial killer style, you know? But then it stops right in front of us and we're like, ah. Oh. And then the guy at the driver's window just pointing and said, there's a bear cub out there, a baby bear. And I'm like, oh shit, that's when I zeroed in.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I didn't even see it. I was like, my mind just said, the mother is around there.
Yep.
And if the mother thinks you're fucking with the cub, it's going to rip you to shreds.
Yep.
So I just said, yo, let's go. I didn't even thank the dudes.
even jump in their ride.
I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, it was like, I don't know how to measure it in feet. Let's just say 100 meter race to the door. Maybe half of that. And we just hauled ass and went inside.
I was saying
you can sober up if you need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
You really can. I mean,
you can get your wherewithal.
Also, I learned this, and I'm still not sure if it's a myth, but it worked for me. When I was in Amsterdam, I'd take a bunch of mushrooms, and then I'd be eating gummy bears walking around the city and stuff, and the mushrooms were wearing off real quick. So I told the guy the next day, I said, hey, those shrooms are really great, but they only lasted like 2 hours, man. It's kind of bogus. They usually last like all fucking night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking at me. I was eating a bag of candy. He goes, were you eating those while you're on the mushrooms? And I said, yeah. And he goes, sugar makes the psilocybin go away right away.
Right.
So once I knew that, I was like, wow. So I would always carry a couple of packets of sugar from like coffee, you know, like a coffee shop.
Right.
When I took shrooms, because it was like my parachute. Like if I trip too hard, I'll just eat this sugar.
Right, right. You could cut it down. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, that's, that's what he said. And Amsterdam is a master of drugs. You know? It was at the store where I bought them.
He's looking at you like, you amateur.
At the store where I bought them.
At the store, yeah, because you can do that in Amsterdam.
Yeah. All right. So recently, a couple days ago, Marin was tweeting about how he can't get enough of this band, and I love them too. A band, they're out of Austin. You like Austin? I love Austin.
Yeah, I love Austin, man.
It's so good. All Them Witches.
All Them Witches.
Yeah, a friend of mine, Mark Baker from Orchid, turned me on to this band. He's like, hey, I know what you like. You're going to like this. And bam, sure enough, I did. So I'll play a little bit of them. And this is definitely mushroom rock. If you're into Caius and desert rock, you're going to love this band.
Desert rock.
The desert rock is kind of this. Something you would hear on a Road Warrior movie. Killer. It's just crazy, kind of like just desert rock, you know?
I like the way they built that. Like one instrument at a time, and it just kept on adding.
Well, that
more
song
sound
is 8 minutes long.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's go a little bit up into the singing here. Let's see here. Hold on a minute.
And who takes that long to sing?
Well, you know, it's not.
I'm just saying, nobody does that.
It's not about radio and stuff, you know? Whenever it's not about radio, you can get into like Pink Floyd shit.
Right. This might be good shroom music.
Yeah, totally, right?
Yeah.
You'll be hearing shit.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah.
I love this band. The song's called The Death of a Coyote Woman.
Hilarious.
Look at the cover, it's cool.
Oh, that's dope.
Anyway, you get the idea, man. It's
I like that.
Yeah, it's really good.
All Them Witches?
Yeah, All Them Witches. I'll send it over to you.
All right, please.
I'm going to get into this now. Let's go a little different style because I love all kinds of different music. And one thing I really love is... I love the B3 organ. I don't talk about it enough. I think it's the best instrument in rock, like whenever a band has it, like the Black Crows or shit like that. It just adds a different level to the band. And this is an instrumental band, and they're out of Staten Island, Ian.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they're instrumental, and they just play like fucking badass. This is like super, like a house party. You're having a party and you want to put on some music that everyone's going to be like, what is this? You know? These guys are called the Budos Band or B-U-D-O-S, the Budos Band.
Budos?
Or maybe Budos. B-U-D-O-S.
Yeah, Budos.
Budos. Killer, right?
Yeah.
I love shit like this.
Like some Man from U.N.C.L.E. shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
B3. Cool, right? It's like soundtrack music.
Yeah.
Like a 60s Bond film.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what to wear if I'm going to listen to this.
Yeah? Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, really cool, man. I really like him. Out of Staten Island, man. Killer. Now let me get my next band up here. And this is all new shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
People are like, oh, there's no good music. You know, it's just wrong. Dun, dun.
It's dope. People, all the new music, a lot of them have different styles and shit. They're branching out.
Yeah,
some,
right?
Some going back old, some taking elements from the old and making it new. And
it's just kick ass.
Yeah. I like when people are influenced by the place that they grew up.
And, oh, yeah.
And that place has a feel and a sound to it. That's kind of dope.
Yeah, I believe that too, man, because then you're this next band coming on, I'm going to put on, is the Temperance Movement.
Uh-huh.
And this band I've been shouting out for about, I don't know, almost 2 years now. And they're from London, singers from Glasgow. And they're just smoking. They're just your like dirty London rock, you
uh-huh.
know. And I hope they break over here finally. They got a new record coming out next month, and I'm gonna play you the song from it. It's so good. Let's see, White Bear. They got what's it called? White Bear is the record. The record comes out next month. Check this song, White Bear.
And secrets bearing colors for a fight that's not mine. Your love is all that I have. I slip so sweetly into the corners where the sun never shines.
Great singer.
Oh yeah, his voice just changed the whole game of the song.
Totally.
First I wasn't that crazy into the to the opening, but then his voice came out. I was like, alright.
Yeah.
They got two lead singers.
It's him. Whole
it's
voice.
Him. That's his range.
Yeah. Great.
I thought it was another dude.
And he's got great moves. The band looks great. He's got killer moves.
Text me that.
I will.
Jesus.
I'll send that over to you. So that's coming out next month, but their last
album. Fuck those guys. Jesus Christ. Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, fucking you. Fuck you for being that good, right?
Yeah, for being that fucking amazing. Love you, but fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Because he's fuck you good.
Good shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you were talking about somebody you like right now, right?
Oh, Chance the Rapper. He's not new, but he's just, I was trying to find something on the phone.
I got him right here.
To show you.
So tell me which song and I'll put him up. Chance the Rapper.
Well, you could play, he's got a new
coloring book?
Yeah. Like, I'm not even up on Chance the Rapper like I should be.
Yeah, this is his new stuff, 2016 coloring book.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a cool look.
Yeah, but this is what this is, I met him, mm-hmm. like I wrote on Black Dynamite and I wrote an episode and it was like the Bob Marley episode. So then he came in and did the voice for Bob Marley for the episode.
Wow.
So I kind of had to stand next to him and help him out do it. So we were in the booth together.
Yeah.
But so that's when I found out about him. So that episode was like maybe 3-4 years ago. But I haven't been really keeping track of him. And then last year he had an album out with this band and he gave everybody in the band like basically credit for one song, like they were able to release it on one album,
oh, wow.
on their own albums.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And he won't sign a record deal.
Like a co-op record.
Yeah, he won't sign a record deal.
Wow, dope.
So he refuses.
Wow.
And he's making money off downloads. And the other day, the other morning I woke up, I'm getting excited, so I'm like—
No, that's great.
Over talking on the words. So the other day morning I woke up and I played this video of him like at a music conference or just being interviewed. So he's explaining royalties and masters. He said, if I write a song and I sign with a record company, they own the master
yep.
and they own the, and what's the other thing?
They well, sometimes they can own the songwriting or the publishing.
The publishing.
Right.
So he said, if somebody wants to plays a little bit of in a commercial or a TV
ad, get the money.
They get the money from the record company for the master or from the publishing. And then he said, that is some crazy bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And he just started laughing at it. he just explained it and just started laughing at both scenarios. Like, they don't make sense to him.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that's something that the record companies had sold to people for probably at least 100 years. That,
yeah.
And just his simple, like, laughing at the notion of that made it not make sense. Something that's made sense for so many decades.
Yeah.
And because, and he lives by that. He doesn't.
Well, man, that's fucking the smart route.
Yeah, he just sells his stuff independently. And I think the first person to, like, Childish Gambino, like, did a track with him, and I think Kanye's done.
Yeah,
track
here's
with him.
The new one. He's got Lil Wayne. He's got Kanye.
Yeah, so people want to fuck with him.
Yeah, he's got He's got Knox Fortune. He's got all these big dudes on his record, man.
Yeah, and there's another dude named Vic Mensa who's kind of dope too. But yeah,
I mean, here's the thing. Back in the day, record companies had you fooled how hard it was. We got to get your record in the machine, man, and we got to get it on the radio. We got to get you in the studio. It's going to cost $2 million and all that. And you're like, I can't do it without them, man.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's like if you got street cred and word on the street, you can just release your own shit.
Right.
And you really, let's say you sell 10,000 downloads and it's all your own money.
Right.
That's fucking more than you're going to make if you sold a million on a label.
Right.
You know, and you own it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because all of a sudden VW goes, hey, we want to put your thing in our Jetta commercial, and now you're fucking making crazy money.
Right, and people know where to find you.
Yeah. You got fucking Twitter and Instagram and fucking
SoundCloud and
all that
yeah,
shit.
People can get at you.
Let's get a listen. This is the one with Kanye, All We Got, and it's the new record, Coloring Book, just came out. Here we go.
And we back. Hey, this ain't no intro, this the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the onlyest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it heard. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is a
it's good, man.
It's good.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
You know why
this.
I like it? Because it's original, man. It's outside. It's not your standard. Here comes the hip hop.
His music is just not ballsy.
That's what I like.
His approach is complete approach. I'm gonna castrate the record label companies. I'm gonna castrate corporate America.
Man, it sounds fucking great.
Yeah. He's gonna Uber his way through the music business.
That's some good shit to Uber.
who needs a taxi?
That's fucking great. Now yesterday Maxwell released a new record, which I fucking worship. Maxwell, always loved Maxwell.
Yeah,
one of the best R&B singers of the last 20 years.
Yeah, that dude
easily
got mad skills, B.
So of course another 7-year wait for a Maxwell record.
he's like Mel Sade.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So he's got a new one out, and man, it is great. I was playing it over the weekend, just chilling. I'll play it.
Yeah,
play
it. Something.
Yeah, here it is, man. It's really good. The record came out on Friday.
And women love Maxwell, man.
God, yeah. And he's just fucking killer, man.
Hey, his voice got better.
Absolutely. And you know, the only guy I think that is up there with Terrence Trent D'Arby, you know.
I see your face, you see my face.
It's like some old Earth, Wind & Fire.
Huh?
Like old Earth, Wind & Fire or something, you know? So good.
Yeah, you can shroom on this too.
Oh yeah.
It's just so relaxing.
It's like 70s R&B, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of like living off the wall, you know, kind of that.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. See what you're saying, Maxwell.
Yeah.
Tell those bitches.
Tell those bitches to get over here now. God damn, that's funny, right? Yeah, girls can hear Maxwell
like a dog whistles.
Yeah, they just walk in. Is that Maxwell?
I gotta go. That Maxwell's calling.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a great fucking great record just came out. Of course, I had Butch Walker on. My new friend Butch Walker was on last week, and it's one of the biggest episodes of Let There Be Talk, which is wild to me, man. Really fucking cool. And his record is coming out any day, Stay Gold. I'll play you a little bit of that right now. Mm-hmm. And Butch Walker, huge. Butch Walker is a lot like your boy that we just played, where he does have he does all his own records. He has his own studio.
No way.
Writes all his own songs and goes out and has this incredible following.
Oh, dope. That's good for him, man.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh shit. Let's do it. Here we go. This is a great song.
Got back problems, gray hair, craving a Porsche. If you make it this far without killing yourself, you got it made, though. Got a little place in Venice next to a lady with 9 cats. Walk up Abbott Kinney watching businesses collapse.
It all reminds
me when you moved here from New York in 88. Yeah. So try to tell me that you're
that's a fucking hook they call in the business, man. Like a record company go, man, that chorus has got a hook.
So
I heard that thing, and then over the weekend, it was like, I don't know,
It's kind of sound like The Boss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Big time The Boss, and really good fucking songwriting, man. I mean, you could, you know...
You got jokes.
Yeah, all your life. Exactly. All your life you could try to write a song that fucking good. And you just won't. And he's just over there churning them out in fucking Venice, man. So that's incredible. Incredible, man. So anyway, that's coming out next month. A lot of great music. Now, I had Mark Lanegan on about a year ago. He sings with Queens of the Stone Age, of course, and he's got his own solo stuff that is just absolutely smoking over the years. And he sang with Mad Season. He's got a brand new record coming out. And here's the new single, Bloodline. And fuck, this guy, you're going to love this guy, Ian.
Right.
Just spooky.
Watching the smoke from a lightning fire rise. Soon it'll rain, brother. Only to find they flooded my grave, mother. The tears from your eyes. Is this heaven?
So cool. His voice is so cool. It's just like dark, smoky bar. We got a call? Let's grab it.
Sounds like cigarettes.
He's so good, man. That guy, his voice. It's hard to sing low like that.
Yeah, it sounds like Marlboro.
Yeah, right? And he, yeah, exactly. Hey, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Dean, it's Hayden Spivey from Crookston, Minnesota.
How are you, buddy? I'm on with Ian Edwards today. What's going on?
How you feeling, man?
Man, Ian, what's going on, dude?
Good, man, good.
What are you up to, buddy?
Just chilling out. Just got back from the library. Just chilling out. Popped on your podcast. Last guy that you guys just played, he sounded a lot like Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, the Butch Walker record?
Yeah, that sounded great.
That guy is incredible, man. He's got a bunch of records out. He's also produced a bunch of records. He produced a Weezer record. He's worked with...
Oh, dope.
Yeah, he worked with Pink and all these pop stars and made lots of money, but he stays true to the... He doesn't stop playing, you know? Even though he's a huge producer now, he puts records out and just crushes it. And this new record's killer, man. It comes out next month. What's up?
Nice. You still a big Deadhead fan?
Oh, God, yeah.
You just came from there.
I just came from the dead.
Oh, you saw the Dead and Company last weekend?
I saw it Sunday.
Which, how was it?
It was unbelievable, man. You know, of course, I was shitting on John Mayer when he was got in the band. I was like, what?
You went to see it with Mayer.
Yeah. And then I watched the first show at Madison Square Garden on YouTube. Some sponsor put it up. And I took all my words back immediately. And I copped to it. I was like, wow, I'm just wrong. You know what I mean? And I realized I was hating on John Mayer. And I talked
because
about,
he's John Mayer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But he's into the same shit I love. I love watches. Right. He loves Land Rover Defender 90s. Mm-hmm. He loves guitars. He loves comedy.
Right. He does love comedy. He's at the store a lot.
Yeah. And so I was like, I was just shitting on him because of the tabloid side of him, you know? And creeps in too much, it makes you forget that, oh, this guy can play the fuck out of this guitar.
And he can write a fucking
song.
Exactly.
I think I was one of the only people right away who was just jacked that John Mayer was actually taking over.
Right.
Because I used to watch his videos on YouTube of him and B.B. King, and he would just shred with him.
Right, because he had the John Mayer trio. So, of course, I went down the rabbit hole. I want to know what the fuck I'm talking about, because one day he's going to get on this podcast, and it's going to be epic, because he loves the same shit I do. So, mm-hmm. Of course, he has Body is a Wonderland. That's how we first get him. Your body is a wonderland.
Well, you got to make money somehow.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you don't like that song and you played music, try sitting down and writing a hit song. It's just impossible.
Oh, exactly.
But there's people out there that can do it. There's songsmiths where they know how to write hits. But if you're just a dude in a garage and you buy a guitar and you happen to strum it and the chords come out right and the lyrics and melody and all of a sudden, boom, it grabs the world. That's fucking lightning in a bottle, and to do it is almost impossible. So, you know,
exactly. That
song comes out, and then what's cool about him is he immediately goes, no, that's not what I'm only about,
right. You
know, which I always like to shout out on this show when people try to hit me like, yeah, Dawkins, dude. I'm like, yeah, dude, I liked like four bands in the 80s from that era. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm about. I like all kinds of shit. And that's what he did. And he immediately had that John Mayer trio with a three-piece full-blown fucking blues band and just smoking it.
That album they put out was amazing.
Unbelievable. But then to jump into the Dead, and we have another thing in common, John Mayer and I, he found the Dead late in life. Only a few years back of this story, I guess he's in Montana. He's in a store. I don't know, maybe a hardware store or something. He hears Althena. And he's like, what's that? And the guy's like, oh, that's the Dead. And he's like, oh, I always hated the Dead, I thought.
Right.
Went home, downloaded the record, became obsessed. Then he reaches out to Bob Weir and says, I want to play with you or whatever. And next thing you know, man, this Dead and Company is killer.
Goddamn General Store in Montana.
Yeah, right? They said it. The planets aligned in the mountains.
They incepted him.
Yeah. I guess that, and I could be talking out of my ass because I just grab little things here and there that I read, but he went to Montana to escape after that whole Jessica Simpson interview in Playboy where he said she was sexual fire or something.
Mm.
And then he admitted to being an egomaniac and shit, and he split to Montana.
Right.
And just was fucking up there, just mountain manning it.
Right.
That's pretty rad.
Well,
right?
I know in Montana that there's a, in Montana, there's a head shop ran by one of the old Grateful Dead roadies.
Right.
Oh.
So that could have been where he's at, just not throwing him under the bus or anything.
Yeah, I don't know if he smokes weed. He doesn't really seem that type, like that type, but maybe he does. But if he does smoke weed, he even plays guitar even better, because I was like, exactly. That motherfucker was... I was talking to Jeff Ross about it yesterday at a barbecue, and Jeff Ross is a friend of John Mayer's. And I said, you know, I played music for 25 years, and Ian does comedy, and I do comedy. When you're on the road and you're running an hour, you got to remember a lot of fucking shit, your material.
Yep.
Little... You know the material, but I'm talking intricate things of like, I missed that little part or this part. With the Dead, each song's about 8 to 10 to 15 minutes long.
Right.
And yeah, exactly. It looks like they're jamming, but there's key things where they're going to different spots.
Right.
And they do cue each other, but still, John Mayer wasn't ever looking at anyone. He just had these things... And they're playing different sets every night. Right. It's not like we're, you know, doing the same set. Mm-hmm. But he just knew where to go every fucking time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, I watched their performance on Bonnaroo, and it was completely blown away.
That, how,
like you were saying, how they can go from jamming for 25, 30 minutes just straight back into the chorus.
That made me immediately go, I must see this right away. Once the Bonnaroo gig was up, I went on their website, and then I went, oh my God, they're going to be in Boulder while I'm in Denver. And I changed my flight to stay an extra day, and the fucking planets aligned, and I got to see it, because they're going to be here in LA at Irvine, but I'm going to be on the road, man. And I was like pissed. And I found out that I don't even know if they're going to do any more dates for maybe a year or so after this, because Mayer has a solo record coming out, and Bob Weir has one coming out with The National, and Bob Weir's going to tour with The National, which I'm going to see that too. I'm just fucking Dead Dean, Grateful Dead Dean.
Grateful Dead Dean.
Well, before I jump off the line, I got a Grateful Dead album you should check out tonight.
Okay.
It's the Dick's Pick. Volume 18, the Dane County Coliseum in Madison, Wisconsin.
What year?
1978.
All right, I'll check it out for sure. You know?
It's a good one.
I'm all over that, because I've been listening to all those Dick picks. Ian, the Dead has recorded every show they've ever done.
Oh, for real?
Every show.
That's a lot. All they do is perform.
I know, every show. And they're on eBay, on... on fucking iTunes, Dick Picks.
Yeah, this one's actually on Apple Music, the streaming service that they have.
Unbelievable, dude. I'm all over. Yeah, man. It's killer. Hold on, I got it.
How often do they perform a week?
Well, like they do weekends now, you know, but their shows are 4 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do they enjoy that?
Hell yeah, they do.
I'm glad they do.
And the crowd goes crazy, too.
Shit, I'm so lazy. I would never enjoy that.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, man.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
All right. All right, let's get out of here. Before we do, I'll play a little of this Grateful Dead with John Mayer.
Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
We'll get out. And thanks for coming down, dude.
Oh, my pleasure, homie.
Your website, IanEdwards.com.
IanEdwardsComedian.com. And get at me on Twitter and Instagram at IanEdwardsComic.
Yeah. And thanks for all your help over the years, dude.
Oh, no. Thank you, man. Thank you, too, for all your help.
Full inspiration, dude.
Thank you for the Mexican movers that ripped me off.
Oh, shit. Yeah, those fuckers got me, too, man. But, you know, we got our shit.
No, they were fine. It was cheaper than anything.
It really was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny when you get something cheap and it's not as cheap as you thought,
right.
You become cheap.
Yeah, you become
cheap. Like, what do you mean, man?
Yeah.
You said 300, and they're like, sorry.
No, they worked out.
It's 325. You're like, this bullshit, I got ripped off.
Yeah, they worked out. They came on time. Fuck it.
Yeah. Let's just play a little bit of this. And where are you at this week? Comedy Store?
I'm at the Comedy Store Wednesday night.
Oh,
Comedy
yeah.
Store tonight. Comedy Store Thursday night. And Ice House Wednesday night also. And then this weekend I'm in Vegas with Rogan and Mad Flavor at Car.
Oh, Friday night. Shit. All right, dude. Let's listen to this. You gotta go to this, Ian. They dab with me.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah, we'll take some shrooms.
All right.
I had to move.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in, man, and keep rocking. And check out Ian Out on the Road and check me out at the El Rey Theater July 19th with Marc Maron. See you guys later.